Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're here on a Thursday evening then with psychic medium Bryn Doran joining us once again. So we're ready to go for another show. And I stand locked in.
Hello.
Hiya, Bryn.
How you doing? Hey. Good to hear you.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Wonderful. Okay, right. On line one then this evening, we have Yvonne.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
Yvonne.
Hey, Yvonne. Nice to hear you. How's it going?
Going pretty good.
Okay.
How can I help you? My question is, I have a few questions, but my first question is, do you see me and James being in a relationship, James?
James, okay. Yvonne and James in a relationship. Okay, so let's see. So when I put you, Yvonne, and James into the future together, I feel... what I feel initially is a very good friendship. Now, definitely there's a compatibility there. So if I were to say, okay, will that friendship go into something deeper? Okay, is Yvonne and James going into a romantic relationship? Let's see, is there romance for Yvonne and James, guys? I'm feeling it could turn out that there's a feeling I want to say yes. I feel that let me look at his intentions a minute.
Okay.
What are James' intentions towards Yvonne? When I look at James' intentions towards you, Yvonne, I feel that he is interested in moving forward. When I look at how James feels about you at this time, his feelings for you, Yvonne. How does James feel about Yvonne? He's very attracted. He likes your energy. He's attracted also to you physically. So I see there is a good possibility for romance other than friendship. I feel that so far I don't feel any resistance in him in that area, so I'm giving it a good possibility. That's what I'm hearing for that.
Okay, because me and him have been intimate, and I'm not sure if I'm pregnant or not. That's why I want to see. Do you see us having a kid together?
Let's see, Yvonne and James could have children together. So let's see, if I were to say you, Yvonne and James are going to have a child together, I feel... I'm not feeling that. Let's see. Let me look a little closer. Is there a child for Yvonne and James in the future? Yes or no, guys? I'm veering on no, but, you know, with that said, there's nothing written in stone. I have to say that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I feel at this time. Yeah.
Okay. And what other messages do you get from Spirit that I need to know about?
Okay, sure, Yvonne. Any messages for Yvonne? When I look at a message for you, okay, what is the message for Yvonne? Now, they're saying there's something special coming your way. I feel it's in terms of a... what's coming towards Yvonne, guys? It's a gift. In some way, it's a spiritual gift, I feel. It's almost like, and they're not really giving me the details, but it has a lot of energy to it. It feels like a special gift coming to you. So what is this gift? Okay.
I'm curious.
Yeah, let's see, guys. What is this gift coming to Yvonne? it's almost like something that a talent that you have that is going to come to the foreground. It feels like something that has possibly been put on the back burner, and they're not showing me exactly what it is. But it's a they say special delivery. That's the word.
Wow.
But something from within. You know, I feel there's something. You know, if I had to say, okay, when I look at Yvonne into the future, I feel there's an event around it. It seems like to be an event, a special event. I feel with this.
Mm.
But it seems like something coming from within you.
I wonder what that is.
Yeah, I'm not getting that. That's the problem. It seems like some kind of talent or a creative gift or something like that. That's all I
can. Is it like being psychic or something?
It's definitely spiritual, I feel. It could be something in the realm of like healing hands or healing energy that's there. Has anybody ever told you you have, like, healing energy in that sense?
Yeah, I heard it a few times.
Okay, well, maybe this is part of it, that it's coming more to the into the foreground. But if I were to say, okay, what's happening this year, what's happening this year for Yvonne, I feel a big change, a big event. I feel a lot of happiness around this. I feel you being very happy. You know, it's definitely it's definitely positive. It's a happy event, and I feel it's something from within, and it feels like very healing, and it has a lot of light around it. So it could be I'm sorry, I can't be more specific, but it feels like something like a healing energy to it. In my estimation, let me see what other messages. Okay, guys, do you have any other message for Yvonne? They're showing me. I kind of hear this. They're showing I'm hearing the ticking of a clock. It's all about timing. It's almost like it'll be the right time. The right time. It's like a clicking clock. I hear. And I feel, let me see what's surrounding you a minute. What is surrounding?
Okay.
What is surrounding Yvonne at this moment? What's surrounding Yvonne? It's almost like what's surrounding you. They give me an image of you holding out your hands up to the sky and this gift coming to you. And it's kind of wrapped in a white cloth, and it's all symbolic, right? And it's kind of like a in your hands. So something to do with your hands. That's all I can see. So I'll leave you with that.
Okay, awesome. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Yvonne, take care.
Okay.
Yeah, bye.
You too, bye-bye.
Thank you, Yvonne. Oh, don't know where that's right. Let me see then. Melvin.
Hello.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Hey, Melvin. Nice to hear you again. Good to hear you.
All right. Yes, sir. Nice to hear you. Yes, sir.
Good to hear you.
I wanted to ask you about I'm supposed to be moving out of this apartment that I'm in.
Okay.
And I went and found another apartment. So the girl told me that I'll probably be moving on the 1st of next month. But she said it may be on the 15th of this month, but I just want to know when exactly I'm going to be moving.
Okay, let's say the 15th of the 1st of next month. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Okay, when is Melvin moving? I feel the 1st. If I were to say the 15th of this month, let me look at that. Okay, is Melvin moving the 15th of this month? No, they're telling me to go forward. So I feel it's going to be the 1st of next month, Melvin, not this month.
Is she definitely going to give me this apartment because that's only my other...
Okay, let's see. Is Melvin going to get the apartment that he's talking about? You are moving, and I do feel it's this apartment. You're definitely... If I were to say, okay... Let me put it this way. If I were to say Melvin is going to be moving out of his apartment soon,
yes, I see a big transition, so I want to say you're going to get the apartment. I just see a move.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, when will she call me and tell me to come finish signing the lease?
Okay, when will
she give me a call about
this? Right. When will Melvin be signing the lease in the new place? When I see you, let's see, when will Melvin be signing the lease for the new place, guys? It feels like within the remainder of this month, I feel, that you'll be signing the lease. If I were to say you're going to sign the lease before you move, yeah, definitely. It'll be before. It feels like a week and a half before you move. That's what I'm hearing. Yeah.
Okay. She going to give me a call to come in to sign the lease and pay
let me see that. What's her name, by the way?
Her name is Brianna.
Brianna, okay.
Yes,
okay. When is Brianna going to contact Melvin to sign the lease? Yeah, I do feel Brianna's going to call you. Brianna's going to contact you in about, it feels like a week and a half, yeah, around that time. If I were to say,
yes,
okay, will Melvin hear from Brianna about the apartment? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It feels like within a week and a half before you move, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to be put on the kidney transplant list. When will I have a kidney transplant?
Oh, that's a great question. Let's see, man. Good luck on this. Let's see here.
Yes, sir.
When is Melvin going to get a kidney transplant? Is a kidney transplant coming from Melvin? When will Melvin get his kidney transplant, guys? So, let's see here. If I were to say when I see you, Melvin, getting a kidney transplant, I feel I get the number 4 and 6. So I want to say within 4 weeks that Melvin gets a kidney transplant. No. Okay. It feels like within 4 months, 3 or 4 months, I hear the kidney transplant is coming. It's possible it could extend to 6, I'm also hearing. I got to be honest with you. So let's say between 3 and 6 months, I feel the kidney transplant. If I were to say ultimately, will Melvin get a kidney transplant, I feel it's going to be definite. It's going to come from a younger person I see. It feels like the kidney donor, what kind of person is this? Is it male or female? I feel it might be a female kidney. I'm not sure, or a young. Well, let's see. Is this kidney that Melvin's going to get from a male or female higher self? I think it's female, a young female. It feels like a young female kidney. Yeah. So.
Yes, a female origin.
What?
I didn't know they have a female origin.
Well, organs are organs, you know, like
I've
known reports of a lot of women helping guys out with their spare kidney, you know, so I don't think the kidneys don't have any gender to them.
I mean, it's going to be a donor or something like, I mean, it's...
I see what you mean, or somebody that's, yeah, okay, is this kidney going to come from somebody who's deceased, or is it going to come from a donor? For Melvin, I'm feeling it's going to be a very, very recently deceased person. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh.
The kidney. It's going to be fine. It's like almost like, you know, the day after this person has deceased, for whatever reason it happened. You know.
I hate to see that.
It feels like a young person. You know, so you have a young kidney coming to you, I feel. I don't feel it from a middle-aged person. It doesn't feel like that. It's a young person that has,
okay. Yeah. I want one more last thing.
Yeah.
Do you, after I get my kidney, and get back healthy. Do you see me running back on the football field coaching? Not this season coming up, but next
right.
season.
All right. In 2024. Okay. Let's see. After Melvin gets his kidney, will he go back coaching football? Yes or no, guys? I feel positive about that. Is the word I get. If I were to say, ultimately, will Melvin go back to coaching football after he gets his, you know, a while after he gets his kidney, his new kidney? I feel that. I don't see why not. I feel good about that. That's the way I gotta say it. I feel good
okay,
about
will
that.
Okay, will that be the last will that be the team that I graduated from, I coached before?
Will it be the team Melvin graduated from before?
Yeah, I coached there before.
I feel it's possible. It's possible. That's what I hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll leave you with that, Melvin. Thank you for calling.
Say my number and give me a call.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah.
Thank you, Melvin. Okay. Where are we? Carolyn?
Oh, wow. Okay, great. Thank you.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hi.
Hi.
Glad to talk to you. So happy.
Yes.
You know, I just I have a couple questions, and one is I just came from a meeting, and Sandy, as someone that's been in that meeting for years, I guess, and she's kind of head honcho, and I'm wanting to ask you, and I've been attending that meeting. It's a kind of a business type thing for several weeks. Does she have like an agenda there? Because I'm feeling kind of like she's into power and control, and I could be off base, but I...
All right. Let me look in her energy in that meeting. Sandy, right? Sandy?
Yeah, she's an
okay,
older
Sandy,
person.
Carolyn and Sandy in the meeting. Okay. What kind of, so when I look at this meeting that Sandy is in, I feel that, well, what kind of person is Sandy? I feel, let's see, okay, does Sandy have a power thing in that? I do feel a sense of that from Sandy. If I were to say the type of person Sandy is, there is a lot of power thing about her, I want to say. If I were to say Sandy has a certain agenda in the business meeting that you're attending, Carolyn, I feel, okay, what is Sandy's agenda in the business meeting? I feel she wants to control. I get the word control. You know, there's that part of the agenda. That's an a kind of a main ingredient of her agenda. I do agree with that. Yeah, I do feel that's what's going on with her a bit. Now, do you feel? I want to ask you. I get a sense that in a way that your energies don't jive too well, or there's that kind of friction or something in some way.
Well, she doesn't overtly frictionize, you know, try to antagonize, but she, my gut is really upset right now, and I just left the meeting. We finished, you know, it was friendly, and there are other people there, but I feel like every time I talk, then she comes back with some kind of reply, excuse me, and I'm wondering if she's really targeting what I'm saying, or if it's just made up in my head.
All right, let me see her position towards you, how she feels. Let's see. How does Sandy feel towards Carolyn in the meeting? When I look at Sandy's intentions towards you in the meeting, I feel that, you know, she wants to be the leader, I feel. When I look into, okay, when Carolyn speaks up in the meeting, when Carolyn talks in the meeting, what is Sandy's reaction to Carolyn speaking in the meeting? How does Carolyn react to, how does Sandy react to Carolyn's guidance in the meeting? It's almost like there is a sense from her energy, when I look at her energy towards you, of a certain, certain, not heavily, but some kind of condescension or looking down on.
Yeah.
In a way, like, I know it and you don't, and I'm kind of like
giving you a
favor to listen to you or something. I don't know.
Too bad. So I'll have to approach with caution and decide what to do. I have a question I have. I have two other questions. There is a guy that I haven't spoken to in over a year, or just under a year, and we were close. We were very close. And then he just recently approached a mutual friend of ours and for some work. And did he do that because, well, he knows that I'm the mutual friend, he and I are pretty close too. Did he do that with the intent of just trying to get work, or was he also thinking he might be able to reconnect with me?
Okay, yeah, I see. Through that connection, in a way, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's his name, Colin?
I'm just going to give a middle name. Let's see, was his middle name? I'm trying to remember.
Or give me the first letter of his name. It's fine.
Okay.
As an O. Okay. All right, let's see. Okay, the man with the letter O, his first name is, what's his intentions towards Carolyn? If I were to say he had some intentions other than getting work by doing that, in terms of like getting closer to you, I feel there is an attraction there, I feel, from O towards you, Carolyn. I feel if I were to say his intent to connect with that mutual person that you both know was a way of getting closer to you, okay, this is what I see. I see that he's attracted, but I don't see that his intentions in going towards that mutual friend that you both know was to get in touch with you. But I do feel, when I look at his feelings towards you, I feel that there is a sense of wanting to know or attraction there. That's how I see it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'll let that go. Thank you for that. So the other question I have is, my lawyer and I are working on a project together, and I'm finding all sorts of, not stuff that my lawyer did, but we're looking at some paperwork, and there are a lot of inaccuracies, and my lawyer didn't do that. Are we going to be able to resolve that in a positive way?
Okay. The inaccuracies in the report, right? Okay. Carolyn and her lawyer are going to be able to resolve the inaccuracies in the report, yes or no, guys. I do feel, you know, the words I get that you and him will be able to ferret it out, and I feel the result will be a cleaner presentation. Like you know, I feel things will come to a better end. I do feel you'll be able to correct the things that you know don't seem right, or whatever, you know, whatever's wrong with the report. I do feel that there's going to be a clarity. I feel a clarity in the clearing of it. That's what I sense.
Okay.
I feel.
In other words, I feel
that you, Carolyn, and your lawyer will be able to accomplish this this project with the report. You'll piece it together. Is what I feel. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Brown.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Okay, nice talking with you. Yeah, take care.
Namaste. Nice talking to you, too. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Bye.
Now, we've lost line 4 and 5, mysteriously disappeared, but we'll get them back, don't worry. Okay, in the meantime, we've got Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, hey, Chris. How you doing? Nice to talk to you. How can I help you today, Chris?
Yeah, things have been going bad all the way around. I want things getting better. I'm getting money. What's up?
Okay, so you want me to look at your financial picture in a minute, Chris?
Yeah, my loan.
Okay, let's see. Okay, what's going on with Chris's finances? Now, so what I get that's going around with your finances, there's some corrections that need to be made in them. I'm not quite sure what they are. It feels like you have some bills to pay, or you paid a good amount of bills already. Now, if I were to say,
okay. I pay my bills
in
them both.
Right. Okay, there you go. So let's see where your finances are going. Okay, is there going to be improvement here? Let's see. Okay, Chris's finances going to improve, guys? So what I get with that, I do feel that there's going to be improvement in your finances. I get the number 6, and I feel, and it's not 6 months, I feel within, and I underline the word within, a 6-week period of time, that your finances are going to improve. It could be 3 to 6 weeks. I want to say, let's say between 3 and 6 weeks, there's a steadier clarity, clearing of the finances for you, that you're getting on the right track, you're more on the right track with your finances. It's almost like your head is coming out of the water and you're able to see the shore. Okay, so when I look at the rest of the year for Chris's finances, I feel much better about them. Let's see, is there going to be an increase? Is there going to be an increase in Chris's finances? Yeah, I feel there's going to be an increase. Things are going to get steady. I feel there's going to be a steady flow of your finances within 3 to 6 weeks. Starting within 3 to 6 weeks, I feel, Chris. So I don't feel that it's going to go down. It's going to come up to a level where you can breathe. Okay, which is important, you know, on a
symbolic
level.
Right, what about my love?
Okay, your love life. So, let's see. Are you seeing anybody right now? Is anybody around you?
Yeah, kind of, sort of, you know, a bunch, a few.
Okay, is there one person you want me to concentrate on?
The new one.
Okay, what's her name, Chris?
No, I'm saying, is there a new one coming?
Oh, is there a new one? Okay, is there a new relationship coming for Chris, guys? So when I look at a new relationship coming for you, Chris, I feel I don't see one until around September, a new one. If I were to say, okay, April, let's go month by month. Okay, April, a new love in Chris's life. Not yet. May, okay, is May a relationship coming for Chris? No, June, July. So I want to say starting August 15th into September, that's when a new, fresh kind of relationship energy comes in for you. That's what I feel. I feel a lot more movement, a lot more clarity for you. I feel things lighter for you. So I feel in terms of a relationship, it feels like that energy starts coming in around the mid part of August into September for a new person coming into your life by then. Yeah, not till then. And with that said, nothing is written in stone, but that's just how I'm reading it at the moment, okay? That's how I'm seeing it at this moment.
Okay, yeah. So the money, then the woman.
Yeah.
So things are going to get better. The money coming first in around within 3 to 6 weeks. Things, you come to the surface finally in your financial picture. And then the relationship, it feels like August, September. There could be some dates in July, like dating, like flings, maybe a fling or two in July I'm seeing, actually, but nothing in terms of a relationship until like August and September. That's what I feel. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for that.
Okay, Chris. Take care. Have a good night. Take care. Bye bye. Hello. Hello, Ken.
Okay, we seem to have lost the call there, Ben. Okay. Not to worry. Okay, let's see where we are. Veronica.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Oh, hey, Veronica. Hey.
Oh, well, you have come a long way with Ken's show and the accuracy.
Thank you.
May your life be as well as, you know, if you're still human.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming back.
You're welcome. Nice to hear you,
question.
Veronica.
Well, thank you. I always think of something that never happens because I'm so damn picky because, again, it's just consuming to have a relationship, different types. Anyway, I'm just curious. I'm not gonna mention any names or anything like that. Do you see, like, maybe in the future a marriage proposal? That's all. Marriage proposal?
Okay, marriage for Veronica. Let's see.
Thank you.
Okay. Is Veronica going to get married? I do feel you're meant to be married. I do feel there's marriage coming to you. Let's see. I see some children around that marriage, too. I see some children. Actually, I see two kids. One, it's like one is an older sister, and then there's a younger brother. Let's see, when is this marriage? When is marriage for Veronica? When is Veronica going to be married? So when I see you married, it feels like I feel within 3 years. Now, you're going to meet the person before then. So let me see when you're going to meet the husband that I feel you're going to marry within three years. So when will Veronica meet her husband? When will Veronica meet her husband, guys? So let's see, is Veronica going to meet her husband this year? I feel around the middle of next year, that you will meet your husband or the man to be your husband. That's what I'm feeling, Veronica. I do feel you will meet him, and, you know, around the third year or close to it, you'll get married. But, yeah, I definitely feel that there's marriage for you. I get that very strongly. And I see two youngsters. I see two kids, an older sister, she comes first, and then there's a couple years before you have the boy, it feels like, because he's young, he's a little bit younger than the sister. She's a bit older, but not too much older. So, yeah, there's marriage for you, and it feels within 3 years. That's what I feel.
That's interesting. I have a quick question. Do you see, like, possible the partner might be a little bit older?
Okay, let's see what type of person you're going to marry.
I mean, just like the age. Like, is he a little bit older? Possible?
Yeah. All right, let's see.
That's a question.
Will Veronica's husband be older than her, younger than her? I feel, yeah, he'll be a little bit older. It could be 5 or 6 years older, I feel. That's what I'm hearing. I feel approximately your husband, the man that you're going to marry, the husband-to-be, in terms of age, definitely older, and I get the number five. So it feels like 5 years older. I want to say around five years older than you. Yeah, that's what I hear.
Okay, I have another quick question. So I'm thinking about business. I never really did it because of the COVID virus, but I think I found a location today.
Okay.
Do you think if I get my parents to do it, would it be a good idea?
So you wanna start a business? Is that it?
Yeah, I want to start a business, but I'm working, but I want her to be there, you know, because she's retired as one of my parents.
Yeah.
I think what you're
asking is, is your parents going to help you open up this business, right? Is that it?
But if they're going to work it, they're not going to shoot me out with money. There you go.
Oh, okay. Is Veronica going to open up this business? I feel that you'll be able to do this business. Now, in terms of your parents working with you on this business, I feel they'll lend a hand. That's what I hear. They're going to lend a hand to you in this business. When you're going to start this business, let's see, when is Veronica going to start a business, guys? I see something within 4 months, actually. Within a four-month period of time, there's that window for you starting this business. I'm not quite sure what it is. Sometimes I'm not good at identifying what businesses are, what type they are. But I do feel there is a business for you to start, I feel. And I feel the parents lending a hand. That's what I feel in terms of some support or guidance even, some guidance there from the parents.
That's good.
Well, yeah.
One quick question, please. So I have a gentleman that I speak with quite frequently and just, like, wondering, like, Is his interest more than a friendship?
Okay. And what's the letter of his first name?
I want to say it backwards. I want to say F.
F. Okay. Okay. Veronica's friend that she talks with, this man with the letter F is the first letter. If I were to say, okay, this man that you talk to, is it more than a friendship? I feel that I don't feel he wants to go in that direction. I'm not saying that he wants to go there. If I were to say this man that you are talking to, with the letter F as the first letter of the name, is attracted to you, I feel on a friend basis he's attracted to you, on a friendly basis, I feel. I'm not feeling that I would go into any kind of romance. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
All right.
That's good to know.
Right.
It was nice talking to you.
Okay. Oh, take care, Veronica. Nice talking with you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica. Okay, people still calling in then. Okay, wonderful. Let's see where we are. Michelle?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Michelle. How you doing?
Yeah. Okay.
How can
I help you today? I'm interested in knowing something about my love life.
Okay. And you're looking for a relationship? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Michelle and relationship. Okay. Is there a love interest? Is there a love relationship coming from Michelle? Okay, I do feel, you know, for some reason it just could take me to marriage. I do feel you're going to get married. I know you didn't ask that, but they just said there is marriage for Michelle. But I, in answer to your question, is there a relationship coming for Michelle? Is there a close romantic relationship coming for Michelle? Yes or no, guys? I feel in the fall time, that's what I hear, in the fall of this year, there's an energy there for a romantic relationship.
a boyfriend, I get the word boyfriend coming. He could be, I'd say, 2 or 3 years younger than you, possibly. Definitely feels younger. He also has also kind of a young spirit, you know, kind of youthful person. I feel this boyfriend coming in for Michelle. I'm getting a signal, too, that it will kind of be an instant attraction, like what they're saying is you're picking up from when you knew each other before. So it's one of those relationships where you kind of almost feel like you recognize the person, but you don't know, you know that you didn't meet them in this lifetime, but it is a kind of inner soul recognition, like there you are, you know, and it feels like something clicks. So I feel that there is a relationship coming for you, Michelle. It feels like early fall is what they're saying, to be more specific. So that might be end of August into September, and boyfriend once again, and it feels a close connection to the heart. It's something about your eyes will meet. I see this person's eyes, and you'll kind of connect with the eyes because, you know, as they say, the eyes are the windows to the soul, so your two souls will recognize each other through the eyes. This is very clear to me. And so anyway, that's what I see. So definitely there's something coming, I feel, more than likely.
You know, I usually don't have a spark with anybody, and I've been talking on the phone with this one guy. We've talked like 4 times.
Okay.
And we haven't met yet. And
right.
I feel this connection with this guy, and he is a little younger.
Okay.
And he's very special, and he does have a very useful spirit for his age, very useful.
Uh-huh.
And he's very, but I haven't met him yet, and it's not like we live that far from each other, but he's working, and now next week I have to go in for surgery on my eye. They have to remove something from my eye, so I'm afraid that it's going to destroy my looks for a while.
So what are you wondering?
Well, yeah, I'm just wondering with the eye if that's going to really derail us meeting, too.
No, I think, you know, let me look at this operation for the eye coming up. Okay, is it going to disfigure, is this eye operation going to disfigure, Michelle's eyes? I feel they're going to come back to normal. I don't feel it's, when I look at the evolution of the healing of the eye, after the surgery, I feel that, it's going to look okay. I feel that you might go, after it repairs, you might have some very minor cosmetic surgery on the eye to get it back to a little normalcy. But initially, it's not really that bad, you know, after the repair. But I do see the possibility it's a choice of yours. If you want to have some minor cosmetic surgery on it, but if I were to say, okay, is this going to derail this meeting with this man? No, I don't feel so. I'm not saying that. Yeah.
The only other question I have is, I was also thinking of starting this. It's laser type fat removal, but it's non-invasive. It's different. It's,
so
thinking,
like,
of having that done, but you never know what's going to happen with these things, you know?
Well, let me look at that and see. Okay, it's kind of a laser thing to remove excess weight, you know, fat and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, is this good for Michelle? Is this laser surgery to remove from the body good for Michelle? Yes or no, guys? I'm hearing not to do it. Yeah, I get that very quickly, actually. I don't know the details behind that answer, but if I were to say if it was for Michelle's highest good to go into this laser surgery to remove fat from her body. No, there's a better way. They say you'll find a better way, but I don't feel to do it. Now, with that said, I'm not a medical thing, a person. I'm just, that's a suggestion. I'm not telling you to do it or not do it. I'm just hearing what I hear, and you make your own free will choice, you know, and that's what I got to say, you know.
So they're thinking that there's something better? There's something better?
Yeah, I don't know quite what it is, but they say that you'll find something better. And it doesn't seem too far off in the future when you'll find this. I don't know what it is. It feels like something like water retention or water weight, like something related, what's going on with you. I
tried to get water pills from my doctor. He wasn't having it. He didn't give me any.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just telling you that came in, so, you know, take it for what it's worth. But there might be some factor that there has to do with water retention or water weight, you know. Yeah. Anything else?
No, I just, you know, I'm kind of really hoping, that's my brother, I was just really hoping that this guy I'm speaking to would be somebody that's going to be in my life for a long time, you know, it was going to work out. But we haven't
even met yet. I feel when I see you meeting this guy that you haven't met yet, I feel, you know, it's possible that it could be this guy. I'm not quite sure. You know, I get an energy about him, so I'm not saying it is. You know, it's a possibility. But just go with the flow and trust your heart. That's the best thing.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Michelle. Thanks. Good luck on everything. Take care. Bye.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay. Right. Well, we've got one corner that we haven't screened yet, and we're going to do that just now.
Okay.
Ollie, hello.
Oh, hey.
Hello?
Hi, Ollie. How you doing? Nice to hear you.
I'm good. How are you?
Not too
cold
bad.
Today.
Yeah, it's a little chilly here.
Where are you at, if you don't mind?
How can I help
you there?
What
state are you in?
Oh, I'm in New York City. Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. You know, I don't know. Do you want to see what you pick up on, or
let's see. Let's see what's going on. Okay, Holly, what's going on, Holly? All right, so I feel there's either it's coming or you're in the midst of some decisions that want to be made. I feel something about locale
I'm moving into my new apartment today.
Okay. Great. So that's probably all right. So
you're right on.
There's that, and let's see what else. What's okay? Okay, Spirit. Any messages, Raleigh? The message also something about the new place. There's a really nice energy there. It's interesting. There's a very positive. There's these things, and you're probably hip to this, being the person that you are. There are certain places where houses are built on, where there's like vortexes or kind of portals or vortexes, but there's a very positive energy. It feels like a positive, I wouldn't say it's a portal, but it's like a... It's like a healing light. It's like it's from some corner in the apartment or house that you're in, that you're coming into, and I just clicked onto it, and I just wanted to mention, or that was part of the message, that there is a good energy flow coming in from that. It feels very cosmic, and I have a friend in New York City. Same thing's happening to her. She has this, and she lives in an apartment, and there's this portal, and it's a very positive thing, and it's it kind of brings in this energy. It energizes the house. So
I don't know much about these things, but sometimes I can, you know, kind of click onto them. But I just wanted to mention that as part of the message. So when,
yeah.
when I look and see this this move for you, it feels very inviting, this new place. And I feel there's a good energy from it. And once again, I'm putting, I don't know what part of the house it is, but it's coming from that area that is, so you maybe you were attracted to it and you didn't even know it. You know, that's why.
I love this area. But have you ever watched the show Twin Peaks?
Yeah, I remember that show.
I'm in that city where they filmed it.
Oh, cool. I love that.
Well, yeah.
That is a cool place, man. Yeah.
It is.
Nice.
I love it. Nice. I love it, love it. It's a small town. There's only like 6,000 people.
Oh, great. Yeah. Yeah, it feels like a very
too.
Good energy for you. I feel it's, you know, this location for you is going to... It's going to expand you in some way. I feel like an expansion coming for you, like solar plexus, heart opening up, and you're really going to feel like you belong there, like a feeling of belonging. You know what's crazy? I just forgot your name.
Holly.
Oh, God. I'm having a senior moment. I'm sorry. Holly, and so let's see what's surrounding you at the moment. Okay, what is surrounding Holly? What is surrounding Holly at this moment? So when I look and see what's surrounding you, Holly, I feel there's a lot of generous spirits around you. I feel there's generosity coming to you. I feel what they're telling me too is you are a very generous person. And you're going to you're attracting a lot of generosity to you. So I feel this place almost like feels like honey to me, like for your soul, like a kind of the way honey is, you know, like as a kind of food that the bees make. It has a good energy for you. And I feel, let's see if there's any other kind of message here. What's going on? Yeah, and, you know, it's also interesting. I feel the energy of this town and the place you're living in, it's really going to expand your spiritual side, I feel. Like, I feel a greater energy coming through your crown chakra because they're just showing me a greater connection to the cosmos so that with that comes more inspiration, more spiritual inspiration, creative ideas and ideas of other forms. So I feel you were definitely led here, you know. I feel you were almost like placed there, I think. You were kind of placed there in a lot of ways. So
I had two job offers. Yeah, one was a lot of money, but it was in a bad neighborhood. And this one's a lot less money, but I didn't care. I took the less money in the better neighborhood.
Yeah, and I feel... it's going to attract to you more things, you know. When I look at your creativity in this new place, I feel a lot of new areas of your creative mind opening up, your creative heart opening up in terms of, you know, like certain flowers, certain blossoms that have wanted to blossom that couldn't blossom in the other place, in the other location. It is really...
yeah.
This is going to induce giving something, a birth to something new, something that's been waiting to arrive here, you know, so, yeah, definitely.
Is my old boss able to take accountability for what she did, or is she just one of those people that doesn't?
That's just Holly's old boss, take accountability for what she did, yes or no, guys.
Or is she going to keep lying?
I don't see that coming anytime soon. If I were to say she's going to take accountability for what she did when you're at this job, I feel, no, it's like I feel she has the blinders on still. You know? Yeah, it's like a horse with blinders that I just can only see no peripheral vision.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you. And Ken, I'll donate. I know I forgot a couple times, but I'll do it today. Thank you
both.
Good
luck, Holly. Yeah, take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Good day. Thank you, Holly. Right, we can just squeeze one more in then. Okay.
Alrighty.
And Terry.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hello? Yeah, hey, how are you?
Good. It's Terry, right?
Yes. Not
okay,
bad.
Hi, Terry.
Just one.
How can I help you?
Just wanted to see if I can get a general or if there's anything that you're picking up I should know.
All right, let me see if I can see anything around Terry. All right, let's see. What's surrounding Terry at this time? Okay, so when I look and see what's surrounding you, Terry, I feel there's a lot of, they're showing me your spirit, and it's really... You have a very strong, good spirit that is like, has a good, healthy dose of assertion. I want to feel like forward movement. I feel forward movement for you, Terry. You know, when I look at what's surrounding Terry, I feel that you're pushing through. Okay. Also, you're pushing through or you're going to push through a lot of boundaries that have been set up, like certain boundaries probably from, it's almost like ancestral stuff that you're moving through on some very deep levels, but also kind of immediate family, childhood boundaries that have put you back in the past. So I feel there's an emerging spirit in you, Terry, that is kind of pushing out those old concrete kind of walls, and it's like it's in the process of busting through. I feel that's what I feel is surrounding you, Terry. It feels like very, very good. But you have a very strong light in you. The core of you is very strong and brilliant and very strong. Yeah. So let me see any messages. Okay, let's see, any messages for Terry at this time? What are the guides? Do you have any messages for Terry? So when I look and see what messages there are for you, I feel that, let's see, what are the, any messages for Terry, guides? So it's saying, are you looking at any type of move or something at some point?
Yes, I am, yes. I'm just trying to get something straightened out, yes.
Okay, so let's look at this, because when I got this message, they say for you to look to the east of where you are. I don't know if that means anything to you. Okay, so it feels like the easterly direction you're going. And as you move forward, things will get clearer as to the specific place in the east that you're moving to. If I were to say, okay, let's see, when is this move for Terry? When is Terry moving? I do feel soon. Let's see, when is Terry going to be moving? Yeah, in a month or two, it feels like, or less than a month. Like I feel.
Less than a month? Oh, my gosh.
Well, let's see. If I were to say, let me look at April 1st. Let's see if that's the one I'm seeing. Is Terry moving April 1st? I don't know. It could be possibly within the last two or 1 week before April, I feel. I don't know. It feels... Okay, let me ask this. Okay, by April 1st, will Terry be in a new place? It feels like before then. It feels like before April 1st, I feel. This possibly I might be wrong, but that's what I'm seeing. But I feel, when will Terry know where she's moving? When will Terry know where she's going to be moving? When will Terry know when she's moving? When will Terry know where she's moving? When will Terry know where she's moving? Now that's interesting. So now they're saying 6 weeks. So how does that? That doesn't make sense.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. It could be that you'll know in 6 weeks. So that kind of like goes against what I just said. So I don't know. That doesn't make sense. But I do feel it's either you're going to move very soon or you're going to know where you're going to move within 6 weeks, I feel.
Yes.
Yeah. So that might be more correct. Sometimes messages can be very confusing. But I do feel, if I were to say, definitely is there a move coming for Terry? Yes, I do feel so. I do feel so for sure. Yeah. And you're going to be guided to it. You'll get a feeling for it. And it's going to be a place you're really going to feel that you can call home. You know,
okay.
I feel it's almost like this location. And once again, it might have been a location that you've known in a past life because there's going to be a familiarity to this location. Like, it's going to hit you in your gut. Like this is a place that is like hand in glove. You know, that's what I sense about this new location for you. Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you see, because I'm trying to get also a new job, because I have two jobs, and
okay.
I'm trying to get a full-time job in the hotel industry. Do you think that's going to happen soon, or
All
do you
right,
think
let's
I
see.
Should just take another job temporarily?
Right. Okay. Is Terry going to get a full-time job in the hotel industry? Will Terry be...
I know I'm getting that.
Let's see. Will Terry be working in the hotel industry? You know, I'm seeing it might be another industry. I don't know. If I were to say, do I see you, Terry, ending up working in the hotel industry? I'm not sure about that. There's something else might come around. If I were to say you're going to be in a full-time job, Terry, eventually be in a full-time position. I do feel
do you pick up something in the business tax?
Let's see.
Property taxes, business taxes?
Yeah, business taxes.
That's something I think.
That's possible. I'm just not clear what it is. I'm not getting a very strong hit on the hotel for some reason. But I do see a full-time job coming for you at some point. But that's all I can say right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to work on that. Because I have two jobs. So one job, okay. So we need to work on that now. So you're saying the hotel may take a little bit longer?
It could be. It's possible, yeah. Yeah.
So you think I should just go into a different direction temporarily?
That's what I'm feeling, for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say no more. I get it.
All right.
Right.
Okay, nice talking with you. Okay, good luck.
You too,
take care. Bye.
Thank you, Terry. Okay. That wraps up another show then, ladies and gents. Slightly over with that one. There you go. 3 minutes past 10. I thought we'd squeeze that one in because there were 4 minutes on the clock and it wouldn't be fair to...
No, that's fine. That's all right.
You know.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. We'll do it all again next week. I've got a quick question for you before you go. Antiquity box.
I can't quite hear what you're saying. Your voice is a little muzzy.
Okay. Let me try this. Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, much better, Ken.
Okay. Right. Have you ever heard of an antiquity box?
Antiquity box?
Yeah.
No. I've never heard of an antiquity box.
Okay. So this is what I was picking up during the show. I've got antiquity box, and then they shouted that quite loudly at me, and then they shouted primordial circumstances. Do you know anything about that?
Primordial circumstances. Wow.
Yeah.
That's an interesting two-word phrase.
Yeah.
It's kind of like they're both kind of linked because primordial...
Is it a term of
primordial... The what?
Is it a term of law?
I don't know. I don't know law terminology. You'd have to look it up. You know what I would do, Ken, is Google primordial circumstances and antiquity box and see what you come up with, because I'm but what I can get out of that is primordial is the prime first time of anything, like the primal,
exactly.
Right? And then antique is old, and so they're both kind of like ancient, you know, it's like the first, you know, the primordial circumstances, antique is kind of ancient, and primordial is the first, which is like primordial man or primal, kind of like from the past, right? So they're all kind of linked in the past in some way. But what I would do is look up those two words, antiquity box and primordial circumstances, and see what you come up to with. That's what I feel.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Bryn.
All right. Thanks, all right, Ken.
Wonderful.
Take care.
Thank you. Right. Okay. I'm going to do that.